Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez on this Victory Monday, January 10th, 2022. Let's say hello to Adam Teicher from ESPN. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How are you guys doing today?
I wanted to go to sleep early, but I couldn't. And that game, hey, look, man, that was, I said earlier, what better theater is there in sports than the NFL? And yesterday, last night, really the whole weekend, was a great example. But I just, you know, there's so many questions I could ask about that game. Just what was your reaction? What did you think of what we saw on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, it was exactly what the league wanted, right? I mean, what a way to finish the regular season. Two teams that could have tied, but needed a win to get in. If you lose, you're out. So what a great scenario that the league had drawn up there, and it came down right to the end. I mean, what a finish. And, it was pretty amazing that what's going on, how the league has kind of engineered this last week of the season to where really all the games, you know, there are a couple games over in the NFC that didn't matter between lousy teams, but I think every game in the AFC involved this weekend a team, at least one team that needed to win to improve its playoff position or make the playoffs or something like that. So it was just kind of an amazing thing to watch how the league is sort of getting what it wanted here.
And even the Chiefs fans were intrigued by the ending of that game, because if it's a tie, the Raiders come to Arrowhead. Since they won, the Steelers are coming to Arrowhead. And last week, we thought the most likely opponents were the Chargers and the Colts, and they're both out of the playoffs. So how do you think, what do you think of the way this ended up for the Chiefs facing the Steelers in the opening weekend of the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's probably the team you'd want to face, right? I mean, the Chiefs really had a lopsided game against them a couple weeks ago. So that's probably the team you'd like to see in the first round if you're the Chiefs. I don't see any way the Steelers are going to put up a big number of points unless the Chiefs help them out with turnovers or something like that. I don't see any way the Steelers are going to put up a big number of points on Sunday night. But you know what? I didn't see a way the Broncos were going to score 24 against the Chiefs the other day without getting some help from the Chiefs, and they did. So I don't know where the Chiefs are defensively right now. I mean, I still like the Chiefs to handle this game. I don't feel like it'll be a close game, but I didn't think the Broncos game would be that way either.
How concerned should we be about Darrell Williams' toe, Tyreek Hill's heel, and what looked like just a banged-up Travis Kelce walking off the field on Saturday?
Yeah, not the way you want to end the regular season, particularly if you've got you don't have that first round bye. But Darrell Williams' injury was kind of interesting. I was at the game, and you could just tell he wasn't right there in the second half. I mean, he wasn't really standing where the guys normally stand who might be coming in the game. He was walking with a limp, so that one might be a problem. And I feel like of all the Chiefs backs, including Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that's probably the best option right there is Darrell Williams. So I'm wondering about him, even if he plays, how close to 100% will he be against the Steelers? Tyreek Hill, he's just going to have to manage this thing. It's just going to have to be a thing where he probably won't play maybe his normal amount of snaps because he's kind of had to deal with this type of thing before. So I don't know necessarily he'll be 100%. Kelce, I don't know what to make of that. I mean, Andy Reid said he was fine after the game. We'll see. Sometimes guys, turn up on the injury report during the week. It doesn't look like there's maybe something after the game, but there may be a problem. So we'll have to see on that one. But not exactly the way you want to go into the playoffs with three of your better offensive players, not 100%.
But as you said, Adam, the Chiefs have shown, even specifically against the Steelers, that without some of those guys, they can still go out and have a great offensive game. They got Patrick Mahomes, after all. I want to go back to what you said about the defense, though, because, boy, the defense was playing better and better and better, but there were a lot of there was a lot of talk about how, they haven't really played a really good offense yet. And the last couple weeks, their defense hasn't looked as good, and in particular against the run in this last game. What stood out to you the most, and how concerned should you or should people be about that defense going into the playoffs now?
Yeah, I mean, it has been two straight weeks where things haven't looked quite right. And the Cincinnati game was the one that really shook my confidence because you thought they buried a lot of these problems that the Chiefs had shown early in the year in big numbers. You know, the penalties and the missed tackles and the the Sorensen getting burned and the breakdowns in coverage and all of a sudden those turned up in big numbers against the Bengals, and you figure, okay, well, it's the Bengals, and maybe the combination of a hot quarterback and a great receiver really just got to the Chiefs. Well, we saw some of those things, particularly the missed tackles in the running game against the Broncos. So maybe they are here to stay. Maybe these are problems the Chiefs are going to have to manage. So it's hard to know exactly where the Chiefs are defensively right now. It was a great 8-week stretch, and then not so much in the last two. So it's hard for me to trust them right now. I feel like they're pretty fortunate that they're getting a weak offensive opponent here in the first playoff game. Because what if this were the Bengals or somebody, the Chargers even, or somebody who can score some points on you? That'd be a little more interesting, maybe. But I feel like the Chiefs can figure some things out against a team as limited offensively as the Steelers are.
So one of the things you just referenced there was the missed tackling. And, man, I saw a lot of people saying that it looked like there were some Chiefs players making business decisions in the Broncos game. And that doesn't make any sense to me because the Chiefs were still playing for a heck of a lot. As you mentioned earlier, the chance to maybe even have the one seed still was on the line. But there did seem to be some pretty half-hearted attempts to tackle in the game. What did you make of the effort in that regard in the game?
Yeah, we saw that the week before, too, right? That one, particularly that one play where Cincinnati's first touchdown, the pass to Ja'Marr Chase, where he was kind of surrounded by like five guys, and they were all sort of looked like everybody was waiting for somebody else to make the tackle. So, yeah, I mean, that is kind of an issue all of a sudden. And you're wondering, I mean, the time for making business decisions is over now, right? I mean, these games count for sure now. So interesting to see if that kind of thing continues.
Anything else that you are concerned about from what you saw from the Chiefs against the Broncos on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's the Chiefs won the game, but it's kind of easy to forget now. But midway through the fourth quarter, I mean, they were in some real trouble. I mean, the Broncos were in the red zone, right? And midway through the fourth quarter, up by one point, I think, at the time, right? So, that game was pretty close to flipping the other way. I mean, it was that close against a team that wasn't going to make the playoffs, playing with a backup quarterback. That's not a real good confidence-inspiring thing going into the playoffs. So, I feel like even though they won the game and things turned out okay, every team would benefit from that first-round bye right now. But that maybe would have benefited the Chiefs more than most. I feel like they got some things to iron out, and they don't get it now. They don't have that kind of time. So they'll have to get some things figured out in a hurry here.
Do you, when you look at the Steelers and how that game went just a couple of weeks ago at Arrowhead, I heard some people talking on ESPN radio this morning saying, well, now that Pittsburgh's a team that wasn't supposed to be here, they'll come out and they won't feel the pressure. All the pressure will be on the Chiefs. I get that, but you saw how these teams match up on the field, and I just don't think that Ben Roethlisberger has enough left in the tank to make the Steelers a true threat. Now we've seen, who would have thought the Jags would have beat the Colts? So nothing can surprise us, I guess, in the NFL. But do you think the Chiefs have anything to be actually concerned about facing the Steelers on Sunday?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always, you're playing an NFL team. I mean, let's face it, the Steelers aren't, particularly offensively. They don't have a lot going for them. But, the quarterback now at this point in his career is limited. But, hey, they still got T.J. Watt, who tied the record for season sacks yesterday. I mean, they still got a lot going for them. And, if the Chiefs don't play a pretty good game, I could see this thing going the other way. I mean, I was kind of surprised by what I saw the other day against the Broncos, So, after that opening drive, things didn't look real good for the Chiefs for a little while. So there was a pretty long stretch of that game where, what should have been an inferior team stayed even or a little bit better than even for a while. So, I feel like the Steelers, are capable if the Chiefs let them. If the Chiefs come out and play like they did, the first 2.5 quarters or so of the game at Arrowhead against the Steelers a few weeks ago, then no. I mean, if that's the Chiefs team that's going to show up, I feel like there's really nothing the Steelers can do. But the Chiefs have been up and down this year. We know that. So even within games, they've kind of had some lulls where things have gone in strange ways. So, there's some concern here, and I'm eager to see how the Chiefs handle it.
Who do you like in the other opening weekend games in the AFC? Patriots at Bills, Raiders at Bengals.
I'll go with Buffalo. I'm not big on the Patriots, particularly at this point. I'll go with Buffalo. The other game is going to be kind of interesting. I mean, I kind of feel like the Raiders are that team playing with nothing to lose. They're sort of playing with house money and feel like they're in a pretty good place. And maybe it's the Bengals all of a sudden who have the pressure on them. I'll take Cincinnati to win, but they're a little too up and down for me. You're always wondering who's going to show up for the Bengals on any given Sunday. So. It would not surprise me to see the Raiders win, but I'll take the Bengals to win that one.
Which team blew it more by not making the playoffs, the Chargers or the Colts?
yeah, they both blew it. I mean, Brandon Staley, man, I don't get what he's thinking sometimes, I don't know that he's aggressive so much as reckless sometimes with some of his decisions. So, I'm not in there with the Chargers. Now the Colts, that team had a lot going for it too, but of all the teams in the AFC playoffs, maybe other than maybe New England off the top of my head, and of course now Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger, I don't trust Carson Wentz. I mean, I don't feel like, he's going to win you or get you deep into the playoffs. So I don't know that either one of those teams are going to make a deep run at this point. I think the Chargers are pretty – both teams really are talented teams, but I think they're flawed in different ways, and I don't know that either one of them was going to make a big run here.
You see, you talk about some of the reckless decisions that Staley makes. I'm curious – which fourth down decision do you think was worse, should be criticized more? Midway through the third quarter, down 3, the Chargers go for it, 4th-and-1, on their own 18. And they don't get it, and basically hand 3 points to the Raiders in a close game. The Broncos, well, they fired Vic Fangio, so I'm sure that doesn't matter now, but the Broncos... under 5 minutes, down 7, 4th-and-9, they decided to kick the field goal to make it a 4-point game. They're still going to need a touchdown after that, and they never get the football back. The decision was being booed by the Broncos fans as it was happening. I couldn't believe that they field goal. That's just basically surrendering. Which was the worst fourth down decision in your opinion?
Well, it was the Chargers' decision by far. I mean, they're playing to get in the playoffs. And you're going for it for your own 18-yard. I mean, that's my problem with Brandon Staley. I mean, he's not aggressive. He's reckless. I mean, it's one thing to say, you can't make the decisions to go for it on fourth down before the game starts. You have to adjust every one of your decisions to, game situation, where you are in the field, how your team's playing, how the other team's playing, all that kind of stuff. And what the stakes of the game are. And Brandon Staley doesn't seem to do that. He just says, well, we're going to go for it. We're going to be aggressive. Well, that's why I say he's not aggressive. He's reckless. I mean, you have to think about these things sometimes. I don't feel like he does. He just says, there's no thought put into this. We're just going to go for it because that's what we do. And occasionally it's going to pay off for you, like it did maybe in that first game against the Chiefs. But you're going to get burned by it a lot too. And he cost the Chargers that game against the Chiefs a couple weeks ago, right? With those reckless fourth down decisions. And if they kicked the field goal at the end of the first half, then maybe that's a different game. Certainly, they could have used those 3 points when the fourth quarter was over. So he's kind of coached them out, I feel like, of a couple games. He's really taken it out of his team's hands.
And Adam, we've been talking about this today. You've been around NFL players for your entire career. If people don't think that the players talk about these types of things in the locker room as well, what could you tell them about that? I mean, players second-guess their own coaches sometimes as well, don't they?
Oh, sure, yeah. And I think we kind of heard Tyrann Mathieu second-guess Steve Spagnuolo, right, after the Cincinnati game. I mean, he said, hey, we'd all like to have that one back, the coaches included. you get that. There's no doubt about it. And, I think guys like going for it on fourth down. I think that's, probably something the offensive guys appreciate. But, you can't use that as your judgment, your basis of judgment for these decisions. You have to think about a lot of things. I don't think he thinks about these. He's just, well, fourth and short, we're going for it, And he doesn't consider a lot of the factors you need to consider. I think Andy Reid's got a nice touch with these kinds of things. It doesn't always work out for him, but I feel like he gets it. He's not reckless about it, and I don't think he's overly conservative either. I think he takes all these things into consideration, and a lot of times it pays off for him.
Adam, what's the final score going to be on Sunday night at Arrowhead?
Final score, it was 36-10 the last time. I'll go with, 27-17, something like that.
27-17, says Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, good stuff, guys. Talk to you then.
And Jake, I'm getting old. You are or are not a Carson Wentz guy?
I thought it was a good move for the Colts, right? I thought what they had there
I feel like this trade is going to haunt them now. Let's review. Now that we know everything that happened, the Colts end up trading a top 20 pick, a first round pick, and they traded a third round pick for Wentz. The Eagles used that third-round pick to move up in the draft and select DeVonta Smith.
It's a good pick. The guy's a stud.
And now they've got another first-round pick, and they saved all that money under the salary cap.
Yep.
Right? So the Eagles receive a top 20 pick, a third-round pick. They use that third-round pick to move up and get DeVonta Smith, and they got $103 million in cap relief. And they ended up with a better quarterback. It looks like now Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
They might have two guys that are better.
That's unbelievable. The way that trade blew up in the Colts' face.
And they made the playoffs and the Colts didn't.
I mean, you wouldn't give a first and a third for this version of Carson Wentz, would you? Knowing what you know now.
No. If they put him on the market this year, there's no way anybody's giving anything close to that.
That's the way you look at it.
I'd rather have Gardner Minshew than him.
I wouldn't go that far.
And on top of that, Colts don't make the playoffs and the Eagles do. That's
right.
Unbelievable. Because when they made that trade, you're thinking, okay, Eagles are going to take a step back. They got a new coach. They're not making the playoffs. The Colts, for that trade to make sense, they had to make the playoffs. You cannot give up that kind of draft capital.
Absolutely. No, they made that
move. And not make the playoffs.
Yeah, they made that move to go at the Titans and definitely make the playoffs.
And if you're the Eagles, you pick up a first-round pick, you take that third-round pick, and you move up in the draft to get DeVonta Smith. You save all that salary cap, and you still made the playoffs.
Right. They look good, man. They look like they made out like bandits. And they have
it
a
looks
quarterback
like they,
on a,
yeah.
you know, a second round contract.
And they used that one draft pick to move up and get a stud wide receiver who set the Eagles' rookie season record for receiving yards.
I mean, I think that the not taking that cap hit goes, that's giant.
But, like, I would, right now, if I'm a Colts, like, we're screwed with Wentz. I don't want Wentz.
It's not a whole lot out there, though, right now.
Right.
I mean,
but I don't want him. I'd rather have the first round pick back.
You're hoping for a giant bounce back next year.
I'd like to have a third round pick and a first, like, just reverse it.
Oh, no, wait.
Could they get a first and a third for him right now?
No.
But if they could, would you want it? I would.
In a heartbeat. But you look, I mean, there's going to be nothing available for quarterbacks. I mean,
Russell Wilson.
You're going to have to give up a lot for him.
Yeah, and they don't have it.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, if you
they don't have it now.
No.
They could have had it.
I think he's going to take more than that.
But they could have gone towards that. I mean, it's like you set a first round draft pick on fire because you didn't even get it to the postseason with this guy.
First and a third.
And then the third, too, right?
Yeah.
And all that money. Maybe they just need Jonathan Taylor to have a better year.
I think you're being facetious.
Right.
I think you're being a smart ass.
I have a question for you. Would you rather before you break? Nate seems like he's in a would you rather mode today.
Okay.
Would you rather? So if the Bills win, they're the 3 seed, and the Chiefs win, it's Bills and Chiefs. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But if the Patriots are somehow able to win, then the Chiefs would get the winner of Bengals and Raiders. That's pretty clear. We all would rather play the Raiders in the second round. Then the Bengals, then the Bills?
Yep.
Okay.
For me.
Would you rather, if things worked out and the Chiefs advanced to the AFC Championship game, would you rather go on the road and play the Tennessee Titans or stay at home and get a rematch with the Bengals?
Oh, for me, home all day.
Home against the Bengals, for sure.
All day long. All day long.
Yeah.
You stay home? All day long.
If it would have been a choice between the Bills in the AFC Championship game, I would rather go to Tennessee and play Tennessee.
Would you?
Than to play the Bills here.
Would you?
I have zero respect for Tennessee. I don't know why. It's going to come up and bite me in the ass. But I do. For some reason, I don't like the matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills.
I don't either.
And that's the toughest matchup that's left in the AFC playoffs
for
the Chiefs.
I mean, that's what the Bills were built for, though. I mean, the Bills were built to beat the Chiefs. They went into last offseason with that in mind.
And I'm actually disappointed that it works out that way, that it's going to be likely Bills and Chiefs at Arrowhead for the divisional round. But I think that'll be I think that will be the AFC Championship game.
I'd rather have that.
Because whoever wins that game in the divisional round, I think will win the AFC Championship game.
I'm with you, but I'd rather.
Because if the Chiefs play the Titans, I'm picking the Chiefs. If the Bills play the Titans, I'm picking the Bills. And I would take the Chiefs or the Bills over the Bengals or Raiders. Am I wrong not to be giving more respect to the Titans?
Not necessarily, no. I'm going to be interested to see what happens with Derrick Henry.
I'm going to say yes. You need to give the Titans one more credit.
If they have Derrick Henry back, I find them to be a very problematic team. They're already good at running the ball even without him, but he's a beast at a different level.
They still have a vendetta.
And they, you know, look, I mean, I watched that whole game yesterday. They looked like a juggernaut in the first half, and they just smashed the Texans in the mouth. But in the second half, I mean, Davis Mills threw the ball all over the field on them.
The Bengals don't, offensive weapons and quarterback don't scare you more than the Titans? But what does Derrick Henry ever do against the Chiefs? We always say Derrick Henry, he never does anything against the Chiefs.
When I watched them this year, the Chiefs did everything they possibly could to gear up to stop Derrick Henry, and they threw the ball all over the field on the Chiefs because of it. And that's what I think it causes a problem, is when you have a guy like that forces you. Look, but I feel the same way about the Bills. Like, you talk about the Bills, and I know they're not the exact same team. But I've watched the Chiefs take on the Bills twice at Arrowhead Stadium in the past 2 years and beat them in the playoffs. I'm not that scared of the Bills, and maybe I should be. But I think the Chiefs have the Bills' number in the postseason.
I think they got
mind control over the Bills.
The Bengals coming in town with that lack of experience in the playoffs and big game experience, I'm ready for that Bengals team to fold.
I feel like the Chiefs owe the Bengals one, too. I mean, right. I feel like they would feel that way.
But going on the road to Tennessee against a good coach, a defense that's pretty solid, and a quarterback that wants to beat your ass because the smackdown you put on them in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, No thanks.
I'm not really. I think the Chiefs can beat any of these teams, but I want to see.
They'll be favored probably in most.
They need
of the game.
Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce to be.
The Chiefs
healthy.
Also lost to the Titans and the Bills and the Bengals. I mean,
yep. They can lose all three of these teams too.
I mean, they lost to the Bills this year and they lost to the Titans this year.
Yep.
We saw that.
I think they lost to the Titans the year they won the Super Bowl, right?
Right. Wasn't quite like this loss, though.
No, they got smacked down. But I think this Chiefs team is very different than the one that lost to the Bills and the Titans earlier in the year.
So who do you think is a better team, the Bills or the Titans?
The Bills, but not by much.
I think the Bills are a better team, but I think I'd rather play anybody at home than go on the road.
The Derrick Henry factor to me is legit. And again, the Titans can still run the ball. Like they're still a good running team even without him. But come on, he's a different level of player. And yeah, you're right. He hasn't torn up the Chiefs. The Chiefs have done well against him. But I go back to when you have a guy on the field that you have to game plan for.
I think it's just a giant wild card. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. People assume he's going to be
Derrick Henry.
Right. I don't assume that. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be fascinating to see. If he plays and at what level he plays, that makes a difference in how I view that team.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather play the Bengals here than at the Titans.
Yeah,
but I think the Bills would be a tougher game for the Chiefs and the Titans.
I think that's fair. I don't have a huge disagreement with that.
I think they're both going to be tough, and so if you have a tough game, I'd rather be at home.
I was disappointed because I thought the way things were going to play out before everything, all hell broke loose this weekend, I thought the Bills were going to go to Tennessee and take care of the Titans. And it would end up, I thought it was going to be Bills and Chiefs in the championship game. Can't happen now, but I will heavily root for. It would be nice to see the Patriots beat the Bills, though.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, because I'd like to avoid the Bills.
Yep.
I mean, I know that they can beat anyone, but you know, I'm glad that the Chiefs don't have to play the Chargers. I think it's a much better match to play the Steelers than the Chargers.
Yep.
You know, I think I probably weigh the quarterbacks too heavily then.
No, I think that, look, I think quarterback is even more important than head coach in some ways. The head coach is incredibly important. We're seeing that with Brandon Staley.
Because I'd rather face Roethlisberger, I'd rather face Tannehill, I'd rather face Mac Jones than messing around with getting Burrow, Josh Allen, or Justin Herbert on the wrong day.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I mean, your point, Nate, is completely accurate one, because look at the Raiders roster and look at the Broncos roster going into the season.
Look at the Colts roster. How many Pro Bowlers are on that Colts team?
But I'm just saying,
we just talked about wins.
In terms of coaching and quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So like, look at the Broncos, look at the Raiders, and there's one team that's going to the playoffs and there's one team sitting at home firing the coach.
Because they mishandled the quarterback spot.
And like we just talked about with the Colts are loaded with Pro Bowlers. And they're at home, and a lot of that's because of their quarterback situation. Right. Now, obviously, the Chargers overcame their great quarterback play to still miss out on the playoffs, so they're both important. But, yeah, we'll talk about it. Would you rather face Bill Belichick without Tom Brady or Tom Brady without Bill Belichick? And I'm like, I know the answer to that question.
Right. Oh, I mean, the best-case scenario, I mean, yeah, you don't want to play the great quarterback.
I'll go up against Mac Jones. Bill Belichick still, yeah, you got to respect him. You got to respect Mike Tomlin. It's phenomenal that both those coaches have their teams in the playoffs, despite their poor quarterback play.
How awesome would it be if the Patriots beat the Bills and then the Raiders upset the Bengals?
Be great. Could happen.
Sure, anything could happen. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.